listeners to Sounding Out's podcast series, an oral chronicle of sound and culture. Sounding Out remixes the everyday with theory, insight, and practice. To learn more, please visit us on the web at www.soundstudiesblog.com. Until then, stay tuned for today's episode.
Unarmed homeless man dead in Santa Ana.
A group of children crossing a Santa Ana street and kills one of them and seriously injures another.
Police shooting down in Santa Ana earlier
today. Santa Ana police have not yet released the name of the woman involved in the officer involved.
A confrontation inside a Santa Ana restaurant escalates into a deadly stabbing.
So Santa Ana is a city that doesn't exactly fit in with the world famous Orange County. We're not exactly the richest and our streets aren't paved with gold, but it's home. People fear us without getting to know us.
I live in Santa Ana, and the population of Hispanics here is about 253,928, which is 78.2%. I think Santa Ana is almost like Mexico. If I look to my right and to my left, there I see my raza. This is the city where Mexicans, Mexican Americans just feel comfortable.
A lot of shit has gone down in my neighborhood. Things I didn't even expect myself to be seeing. Only in movies.
My life has been one that has gone through ups and downs, such like hiding in a fence ditch as a drive-by occurs next to me in the alley. My only escape from this is a sewer's passage that is led by the ditch. Such a filth of an escape, but I am alive, aren't I? I was just trapped in my own escape route. It just happened to be that my escape was a sewage pass, but sometimes that is enough to help us escape not only the danger but reality. As I make my way through this path, I come across patches of grass behind my home. As I make my way towards it, I see a family of cats who do not trust me as I try to move along the grass. They do not trust me, but this is part of my home. My home. I can see clearly that it is not only my home, but theirs.
My parents are pretty overprotective. They never really let me or my siblings play outside. We were always inside watching TV or playing video games. My neighborhood was pretty dangerous when I was younger. Drug dealing neighbors and some shootings. At least that's what everybody said. Now it's a lot calmer, except for the fireworks. People are always setting off fireworks year-round.
I do not like when people ask me whether if it is a dangerous place to live, because I really don't know what to answer. I see the graffiti on the walls being claimed to be someone's territory, but how can it be really theirs? When people ask me where I live and I respond Susan Street, they respond with a confused face. So then I explain that it is two streets away from Jackson Street. Then right away they know what street. Word is this particular street, there is danger. I have heard about mostly everything, like getting stabbed, gunshots, robbery, and mostly car accidents.
On Townsend, you really need to watch out. Me, Johnny, and a couple friends once saw a guy on his bike get shot. Most of the times I am scared. I am scared that one night, as my mom says, pinche vago te va a suceder algo por estar de puro vago y mujeriego.
I learned to speak English by watching TV, Sesame Street, Saved by the Bell, and horror movies. I knew how to speak English, my ABCs, and count all before entering kindergarten thanks to TV. Sometimes I feel like I learned more from TV than my parents or school. I never understood why my parents let us watch horror movies. My mom hates them, but never stopped us from watching them. I never understood why I liked getting scared so much. Maybe it was because I would forget everything else.
As I grew older, I would leave my house and not come back until I had a belly full of good food. And of course, there was a taco restaurant 5 minutes away from my house. My friends and I would get together at 9 p.m. at night and be there until 2 a.m. in the morning because we didn't want to go home to violent and messed up homes. What was the point? We had frijolata refills until we couldn't drink anymore, and the food was amazing. Tacos, burritos, every Mexican plate, dish, and meal you could think of, plus dessert like flan. Food is something we all humans can share and not have a big fuss about. We can just sit down and forget our worries and enjoy the company we have around us. I still go eat here till this day. The food is good and they have Wi-Fi and they have frijolata refills.
The famous senior center, according to myself, I should say, this place was so many things to me. When I was young, it was this place where I got free gifts during the Christmas year at the center. When I got older and started volunteering, it was the area where I went to do the cooking program and I got to eat. The people that know me are aware that I love to eat. It also became the spot where I went to get snacks at the vending machine. After being there so many times, I don't think I ever saw any seniors.
What led me to come to this place is my personal interest in the paranormal.
The trail here is said to be haunted and notable by hikers' personal experiences. There have been reports of sounds of Native American drumming, rocks being thrown, and soft whistling, as well as sights of black shadows and dark figures appearing. My curiosity has driven me to explore this area and write about my own experiences about the trail. So far, I haven't been able to see anything concrete, but I was able to hear soft whistling sounds and lots of birds singing. Maybe the third time's a charm.
Every Friday in Santa Ana, we meet at Bridge Park or at Centro Cultural de Mexico to talk about our journeys, our bodies, and our sisterhood. It's only through grassroots efforts that we kept our Circulo de Coyoshaki alive.
I recall one time when I was young, I was on the bus with my mom and she got out first, and when I was going to get out, the doors closed on me. I don't know, I got out of the bus and then my mom, for some reason, I don't know why, she got in an argument with the bus driver, but the bus driver flipped her the finger. I don't know why.
Having to grow up in Santa Ana is crazy because you get to see different things that you wouldn't see where you grow up in a better neighborhood. I don't regret living here because I grew up to this city and everybody that I met was chill. This is my city where I grew up and I wouldn't trade it for another city because I have memories that meant a lot to me because I have good friends here.
Although the prevalent opinion of Santa Ana is dirty, riddled with gangs and violence, and overcrowded apartments to those not living in the city, my parents instilled the qualities of hard work, dedication, discipline, desire, and determination from a very young age. And although I do come across some of the other qualities of Santa Ana, I hope to pass on these same attributes to the youth I meet and work with each and every day. Reach for the stars, or flowers.
One of the places in my house that I love and cherish is my mother's garden. She is always growing the prettiest flowers, vegetables, and even fruits all year long. Luckily for me, my mother teaches me all her gardening techniques that I will carry on for when I have my own garden.
A lot of my life had negativity, and I saw the world as negative, but I came upon this rose at my grandma's, quote-unquote, grandma's house, and I just loved it because it was so beautiful and I had to take a picture of it. The rose really gave me hope for the future, and just like the taco restaurant, I admire nature because it's an escape from the dark reality that life has. This rose is special not because it belonged to my grandma, but because it showed me that life keeps going on. And just like the rose, if it dies out, something new can bloom, and that is just like hope.
That even if you come from a difficult background, you become whatever you want. You just have to have desire and determination. This quote is actually owned by the one and only Tupac Amaru Shakur. The first time I read his poem, I understood it that first time. The reason why is because through this poem, there was a relation between me and him. He wanted to rise just like I want to rise. It also means that where typically not much of beauty grows, but in this case it did, the powerful meaning represents me. I one day will be that rose, that positive thing that grew from concrete. This also represents the city and all of its evils, overcoming the tendency for people who were born in the ghetto to never leave the ghetto. I will grow feet and I will be able to walk away from it. I will be that woman who will be looked up to for my strength and excellence. Even if I don't have full support from my loved ones, I will be that rose that grew from concrete when no one else even cared.
My city has a lot of beauty, and many people don't see that. All they do is point out the negative things, that we are criminals, dropouts, and always having kids. But really, just stop and smell the roses, and you might just see all the beauty and potential the city has.
Buried in that backyard in Santa Ana.
A Santa Ana police pursuit turns deadly when a pedestrian is struck and killed.
Santa Ana man is behind bars this morning.